What's up, everyone? Dre Payo here on behalf of HamiltonMusician.com, here with a very special guest, fresh off the top four of the CBC Searchlight. I am here with Gabrielle Giroux of The Wolf. How's it going, Gabrielle?
It's going great.
Awesome. I'm really excited to be chatting with you. You guys honestly really stood out to me from the moment I went through all the contestants from the beginning. So first off, congratulations on making the top four.
Thank you.
And also, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, no problem.
Before we get into, I'm curious about your songwriting style. I just want to know what the whole experience of the Searchlight has been for you. What has the support been back home, and what has kind of been going through all of your heads throughout all this?
You know, this whole experience right from the start, it has been more than we could have asked for, really. The exposure, the experience, the knowledge we're getting is worth more than anything. And, you know, it's such an honor to represent Prince Albert back home. Everyone's been really supportive of us and proud of us. And, you know, like, it's not just our city that's proud, it's our whole province, which is amazing.
Can you talk to me about the submission itself? What does the overall song mean to you? And did you, as a band, have an overall message, or does it kind of have its own little story for each member?
Well, all our songs have strong messages. And this one just to us was the most, like, relevant to what our band stood for. You know, being an all-girl band, we do face some challenges, like, I know we were seen as a gimmick for a while, and it took a while to prove ourselves. And so Dumb Dog is kind of about that. It's about, like, facing that, and more of a universally, it's about just being who you are and embracing yourself.
So what does it mean, actually, like, being in an all-girl band? Do you guys feel like an extra pressure almost just to kind of prove yourselves? I mean, it's more than, I guess, just making the music. And, like, how does it affect your relationship as a band? You guys, I mean, you seem really close, and it seems very family-like.
Yeah, well, we were friends for a few years before, and that bond has kept us together. And for, like, being an all-girl band in the music scene shouldn't be a big deal, but it is. And that's kind of, like, we want to change that. We want it to be normal. We don't want to be labeled as an all-girl band necessarily. We should just be another band. But in doing that, we have to push that. We have to say, hey, we're an all-girl band. Listen to our music. Don't underestimate us, type thing.
And honestly, I'm honestly super impressed by the music. I mean, I'm honestly not just saying that. I took the time to listen to the EP, and just everything about it is really special, especially the songwriting. That's why I was really excited to be talking to you. I know you play a big role in the lyrics. What is your process, and what's kind of inspiring you? I know, I mean, you guys are all 17, and it's mind-blowing that the things that you guys are representing. So I'm just curious, what is kind of fueling that fire?
Well, we start all our songs with the lyrics, which I think is not that common with songwriting. So our message is the basis of every song. And, like, we sit down, we'll mess around with some chords, feel out. Usually we let the song decide where it's going, instead of being like, hey, we're going to write a really angry song, or we're going to write a really happy song. It's whatever feels right as it's happening. And just, like you said, we are 17, and we started writing the EP when we were 13. So
wow.
You can hear, I'm pretty sure, like, when you listen to the EP, you can hear us grow up throughout the song. Like, you can hear the stuff that was written when we were younger versus when we were, like, last year.
Was Dumb Dog one of the older tracks?
Yes. You know, and that's the cool thing with us, is that you can see us evolve, you can see us grow, and it's a cool journey to join us on.
What about inspirations in terms of artists? I mean, I'm sure you guys all have, like, your own little niches that you really like, but for you specifically, who are some songwriters or artists that you look up to?
like individually we all have very diverse music tastes. But for me personally, I grew up listening to like Chris Cornell and Seether.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so those are two of my main ones. But like Paramore has been a big influence.
I definitely hear that.
Yeah. yeah, I would say those three are kind of, oh, and Mariana Trench, they really kickstarted me into music.
Yeah, it's cool, the diversity. I mean, even there's some hints, I feel like, when I'm listening to it, of like Evanescence and stuff like that. And I don't know, it's really
yeah,
great.
Funny story with Evanescence is that's how we found out Siobhan could sing, is she would always sing me Bring Me to Life during class.
No way.
Yeah, so I guess you could say that's one of the reasons we formed a band. But
so did you guys almost like, did you have any formal training, or was it kind of like, hey, a bunch of friends, let's make some music because we like just singing for fun?
Yeah, it basically exactly that. We came up with the idea of starting a band a year before we actually started learning how to play our instruments. Like, we told people we were in a band, but none of us knew how to play anything. And then we're like, hey, we should actually, like, take this seriously. Like, let's actually do this. So then we met Lucy James, who is our manager now. And she basically taught us everything, mentored us, and brought us to where we are now. And we wouldn't be here without her.
Lastly, before we go, I'm curious what some of the band's future goals are, and maybe some things that you're personally striving for. Basically, what is kind of your idea for success? Is there something specific you guys are going for? Or are you guys just kind of enjoying the journey?
Well, graduate first. But then after that, we're going full on. Like, we're releasing some more music coming up this year. We'll be going on tour throughout Canada this summer, possibly even Europe in the fall. Just doing as much as we can and having fun while we're at it, and hopefully inspiring other young people to follow their dreams and just do it, you know?
Will you guys be coming to Hamilton or Toronto, some of the surrounding areas, by any chance?
It's a possibility. It might be next year.
Okay.
But we'll try to, if we can, hit Eastern Canada for sure.
Well, when you do, I'm saying when, because I know that you guys are going to branch out.
Yeah.
I want you guys to make sure that you contact me, because I want to be at the show, and I also want to give you guys some press for that, because I think you guys are really onto something, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys grow.
Thank you so much.
Well, Gabrielle, thank you so much for joining me. I wish you and The Wolf the best of luck in the top four. And I just genuinely believe you guys are going to do very well in the future. So keep at it.
Thank you so much.
And listeners, if you're listening to this, please check out thewolfband.com. Follow at thewolfband on social media. And yeah, I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thanks.